City of Boulder City. Question number 1. Shall the City of Boulder City expend a total amount not to exceed $9 million? $9 million of currently available funds in the Capital Improvement Fund, which is funded from the proceeds of the sale and lease of city lands, in addition to the $7 million previously approved by the voters in 2021 for a swimming pool recreational project? Yes. No. Explanation and digest. Section 142 of the Boulder City Charter directs a portion of the proceeds from the sale, lease, and other dispositions of city-owned lands, including, without limitation, solar leases, to be placed in a special fund known as the Capital Improvement Fund. Section 143.1 of the Boulder City Charter requires that all expenditures from the Capital Improvement Fund be approved by a simple majority of the votes cast by the registered voters of the city on a proposition placed before them in a special election or general municipal election or general state election. NRS 268.730 allows Boulder City to acquire, improve, equip, operate and maintain a recreational project including a swimming pool and all structures, fixtures, furnishings and equipment therefore. In 2021, Boulder City voters approved an expenditure of up to $7 million from the Capital Improvement Fund for a swimming pool recreational project that, at the time, was estimated to cost $27 million. Due to increased construction costs, the swimming pool recreational project is now estimated to cost approximately $36 million. This measure seeks voter approval of the expenditure of an additional amount not to exceed $9 million, from the Capital Improvement Fund for a swimming pool recreational project. These funds are currently available in the Capital Improvement Fund. This measure would close the gap necessary for funding a swimming pool recreational project. The measure would allow Boulder City to expend Boulder City public funds. This measure does not propose to add to, change or repeal existing law and will not increase taxes or fees. A yes vote would allow the City of Boulder City to expend available funds from the Capital Improvement Fund in the amount of up to $9 million, in addition to the $7 million, previously approved by the voters in 2021 for the purpose of funding a swimming pool recreational project. A no vote would not allow the City of Boulder City to expend an additional $9 million of available funds from the Capital Improvement Fund for the purpose of funding a swimming pool recreational project. Argument for passage. For the past 44 years, the Boulder City Pool Facility has been a community amenity enjoyed by thousands of residents and visitors. It is a year-round recreational facility offering a wide array of programs and services for all ages, from youngest to oldest and from beginning swimmer to aspiring Olympic athlete. In the summer months, the community pool is an oasis providing recreational opportunities amid the extreme heat of the Mojave Desert. Swimming is the fourth most popular sport in the USA and is considered by many people to be an essential life skill. For others, it is often an introduction to exercise and the benefits of a healthy lifestyle. The Boulder City Pool plays a vital role in enhancing public safety through various initiatives. This includes swim lessons and general water safety courses that empower individuals with essential life-saving skills to swim confidently, whether in pools or the challenging waters of nearby Lake Mead National Recreation Area. As home to Boulder City High School and Boulder City Heatwave swim teams, the Boulder City Pool generates a tremendous amount of hometown pride from team championships, individual titles, scholarships, and awards, bringing the community together. Partnerships with senior insurance programs, grant reimbursements for toddler swim classes and family financial assistance subsidies further promote inclusion and accessibility to the pool for all. Although the pool project has been scaled back from its original concept, the current design still features the most desired amenities, including a children's wading pool, a four-lane therapy warming pool, and a 25-meter x25-wide competition pool. The new facility proposed is compliant with Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, and the competition pool meets all USA Swimming, USAS, requirements, allowing the city to host swim meets. These competition meets are expected to bring more visitors to town and more business for local business owners. This funding request is for an amount up to $9 million from the Capital Improvement Fund. If approved, these funds would be set aside for the pool in FY 2025, leaving a remaining balance of $8.1 million for other capital projects. After completion of the pool's construction, any unspent funds left over from the request will be available for additional capital projects as well. A yes vote to approve this funding request allows for construction of the new pool project to begin and is a vital investment in the preservation of the health and well-being of Boulder City's residents. Submitted by the ballot question committee as provided for in NRS 295.217. Argument against passage. Vote no on question 1 and refuse the amounts being requested. How are you to know whether to approve spending millions of dollars for a municipal pool project when more explanation is needed? When the mayor and members of the city council approved sending this question to the voters, the scope of the project was not fully explained. That is different from when the question was discussed just a couple of months earlier. Statements were made that inflation was the cause for the approximate 80% increase in cost. Costs can't be determined without having a clear idea of what is to be built. Misleading voters is not good government. This project has been discussed for many years and may be necessary if it is right-sized for the community. But the voters have rejected similar ballot questions when the city proposed the building of an extravagant project in the past and should do so again. The last time the voters rejected the financing of the project was when a different plan was approved by former city council members in 2019. An appropriately sized project was proposed in 2021 and a ballot question requesting $7 million was approved. Are we to trust the current recommendations that do not clearly show the type of project being planned are a good use of tax dollars? A significant portion of the project financing is planned to be from the sale of land around Boulder Creek Golf Course. The sale of that land was estimated to bring as much as $29.2 million years ago. The land recently sold for $21.1 million. Yet we are being told inflation has caused the unbelievable increase in construction costs. Or is that the reason why $9 million more dollars are now needed? The previous city council had adopted a plan for a project that would have added a multi-use room and a four-lane pool to facilitate senior citizen and children's programs at half the cost of what is now being asked. Voters approved $7 million at that time. Even now, city employees had requested less than half of what is now being proposed by the city council. City council would have us believe inflation is to blame. Inflation has been high, but poor decisions by the council appear to be the real problem with this project. Please don't reward poor decisions. Demand responsibility. Vote no on this request. Submitted by the ballot question committee as provided for in NRS 295.217. Rebuttal to argument for passage. This ballot question is about money. Money that is to be used wisely for the benefit of the residents of Boulder City. Swimming, youth sports and health programs for senior citizens have been previously recognized by a majority of voters as a worthwhile community project. But only when the cost is reasonable and justified. This question is being presented without justifying the need for the $9 million being requested. City finance staff had requested an additional $4 million, but City Council voted to more than double the amount without stating specific reasons for millions more in city dollars. Don't be fooled by unsupported statements that any unspent funds will be available for other projects. The $9 million requested now can only be spent on a pool complex. What will happen is that the $9 million in capital improvement funds will be spent and other funds already budgeted for the project end up in the hands of the city council to spend according to state law and city code. This is your opportunity to demand responsibility in how the money is spent. Vote no on this question. Submitted by the ballot question committee as provided for in NRS 295.217. Rebuttal to argument against passage. The scope and design of the pool project was determined by the ad hoc pool committee, appointed by the previous mayor and city council, and funding was approved by voters in 2021. No changes to the design have been made since that time. For more information about construction and funding, visit http://www.bcnv.org/802/new-pool-project-2024. The updated 2023 cost estimate reflects a 39% increase in construction costs, consistent with industry trends, plus another $10.2 million for anticipated inflation and contingencies for construction. This resulted in a $4 million funding gap. City Council decided prudent cost management to the end of construction warranted another $5 million to cover future uncertainties, bringing the total funding request up to $9 million. If the economy improves enough for construction costs to come in under budget and inflation slows down, and if contingencies are less than expected, it is possible none of the $9 million requested will be spent. Unspent funds will be available for other capital improvement projects as approved by the voters. Boulder City will have a new pool facility in the future based on voter-approved funding in 2021. A yes vote now ensures the city can provide a community amenity that is all-inclusive and will better serve the needs of its residents. Submitted by the ballot question committee as provided for in NRS 295.217. Fiscal impact. This could impact the capital improvement fund in the amount of up to $9 million. $9 million. This question does not require an expense that will require the levy or imposition of a new tax or fee or the increase of an existing tax or fee.